Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich, thanks for hanging out this morning on BetSweats, BetMGM Network. Now we check in with the biggest Cowboys fan that we know. His name is Shay in Irving, at Shay in Irving. Over on X, you know him from Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble and this show as well. Shay, how you doing, man?
Probably better than y'all.
Yeah, definitely that.
Yeah.
For damn sure.
For sure.
All right.
Definitely.
If Cowboys win tonight, they got to – looking around – well, the division, you know, you wish Philly was closer. I'm not going to say division, but with Washington, their season's down the tube. Same thing, of course, with the Giants. Do they have a chance at the playoffs with a win tonight?
This is the worst part about being a Cowboys fan is they pull you back in. You know, they're like dating a girl with borderline personality disorder. Like, you drop her off at rehab for the last time, and she promises she's going to get her meds right, and she's never going to disappear again. And then she gets that 28-day chip, and you celebrate, and it's a sweet night. And then she disappears again. And she wakes up 3 months later in Las Cruces, New Mexico, forgetting who the hell you are. So, no, they can't make the playoffs.
No? Okay.
No, hold dude.
On.
This is...
Hold on.
You're talking about jumping the Bears? Jumping the Panthers? Come on.
That sounded way too personal. Rewind for 45 seconds. That sounded way too personal.
Her name was Courtney, and I loved her. I did everything for her. Got her sober, Courtney. Cleaned her up, got her a job, and she disappeared. And it wasn't New Mexico. It was Gilroy, California, the garlic capital of the world. And I'll never get that freaking stench out of my nostrils.
Damn. Courtney Love. I didn't know.
It was a hard day. Man. Don't tell the roommate. Listen, the Cowboys, okay, look how many moves Howie's made in the last 2 weeks. How many moves? Wow. Cowboys got the second most room cap space, right? Second most cap space available. They've done nothing. Not a darn thing. Howie just got another rush end, right, from Miami. Jalen, whatever his name is. By the way, he's white, right?
No. Who? Howie Roseman?
No. The end they just got from Miami. Jalen, what's his name?
Phillips.
Yeah. The
right?
way he spells it, J-A-E-L-A-N. Do you see that?
Yeah, I hate the way. Yeah.
Is confusing. That like a millennial parent thing? Or where do you get that? Why do you spell it that way? Jalen. But the Cowboys aren't trying to win. The Cowboys aren't trying to go to the playoffs is my point. They don't care. They'd be making moves if they wanted to because they need defensive help. It's the worst defense in the NFL, period, bar none. You ain't making the playoffs like that.
See the Bengals?
Why are we not just betting over 53.5 tonight?
Wasn't it 54.5 yesterday? Am I crazy?
Yeah, there's some 54s there.
But it opened 51.5, and it's been bet up, and, you know, what goes up must come down. I don't need to tell you that, Shay. So 51.5 to 54.5, and now we're kind of in the middle at 53.5.
I mean, I'm taking that over any kind of spread, because no spread is safe with the Cowboys defense. So I'm taking the over-under instead of any kind of side.
When you saw it's Brissett, it's not Kyler Murray, was it a nothing burger, or were you like, oh, I kind of preferred it to be Kyler coming home?
It doesn't matter. I mean, we're going to make anybody out there look like Joe Montana. It don't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Look, we made Caleb Williams started this whole – by the way, the Bears. We'll get into that later. But Caleb Williams started this whole ascendance with the Cowboys game. He threw for 300 yards, finally got back on his feet, looked like a normal quarterback. Fingernails be damned. It was because of the Cowboys defense.
We can talk about the Bears right now. I said earlier on the show they suck, and I kind of walked that back a little bit, and then I was like, actually, let's look at their schedule. Beating the Cowboys, the Raiders, the Commanders, the Saints, and the Bengals. Yay.
Yeah, it's not an impressive resume, but still, what was their season total?
8.5.
8.5, just like last year.
All right.
When your defensive coordinator was the head coach, and he went way under that. On tonight, how are the Cowboys against the tight end position? That is one thing that certainly stands out to me, that McBride gets involved a lot more when Brissett is under center, targets him a lot more. He gets touchdowns when Brissett's the quarterback. How have they been defending the tight end?
Awful at everything, but they're way worse at defending over the top. So the underneath stuff is not as awful as it should be, because there's so much opportunity over the top. If you're an offensive coordinator, why are you throwing the 7-yard outs when you know they can do a double move and be open by 15 yards, 30 yards down the sideline?
I'm betting the over, 53.5. I'm doing
Let's
it.
Do it. I'll ride with that, dude. I'll ride with that. Let's do it.
Yeah, I mean, I've talked about this now for 2 straight weeks, and I've gotten there. Both times on the over, teams that face Dallas, those matchups all season long are averaging 60 points and 800 yards of offense.
800.
And I keep telling myself, well, that can't keep going. And it just keeps, they just keep going over.
Eberflus is just incapable of adjusting, incapable of solving problems. He is an idiot.
So it is him, because I feel like he's getting a semi-pass because of the Parsons trade right before the year gets started, and he's thrown into this odd scenario. He didn't pick any of the players. It's all the guys that were there and the ones that Jerry did not trade. So you think this is on Eberflus a lot or no?
For sure. Of course it is. Of course it is. He's the man behind the wheel when it comes to the defensive scheme. And I don't care what players you did or didn't want. This is a historically bad defense. This is not, you know, middle of the road or, 25th ranked. This is historically bad. Like, has not been done before this many times in a row. Bad. Bad, bad, bad. If that ain't on the DC, then nothing's on anybody. And we're all just free living organisms without willpower or agency or anything else in life.
Is Texas making the college football playoff?
Oh, my God, dude. What happened? What? Okay. Arch Manning looked like a Manning as opposed to an adopted kid who wandered into their house. He is throwing into blitzes, right? He's seeing the defensive scheme. He's avoiding sacks. Some of his balls look sharp as hell. I mean, I don't know what happened, but it's clearly in between his temples that he had the problem. I don't think he was really injured, but something clicked against Vandy. I don't know what it was, but that defense collapsed in the fourth quarter. That was scary as hell to watch. But if Arch is back, dude.
I mean, they could beat Georgia. I'm not calling my shot, but they could beat Georgia. They 100% could, and then you beat Arkansas, and then your season comes down to Texas and Texas A&M in Austin.
Yep. Now – think about this. If Arch played like he did, even half like he did against Vandy, we beat Ohio State. That's a fact. And if this team can put it together like they did, against Vandy, they can beat Georgia. I totally agree. The TMU game is what really scares me because TMU, I mean, that's going to be, you know, that's a nitty-gritty, dirty game. And they're good. But the one thing that Texas has, I don't know if it's an advantage or if it's a good matchup, they got defensive speed. And TMU's got offensive speed. So I think head-to-head, I think that's going to be a pretty damn good show.
Well, you guys will favored. He'll be favored in that game. Should be.
Yeah, at home. Yeah. You guys don't think that this team with that quarterback would be up for discussion to make it if they're a three-loss SEC team?
Who's that loss to? TMU?
Yes.
Or Georgia?
Georgia would be a better loss. At Georgia would be a better loss because then your two of your losses are at Ohio State and at Georgia.
And at Florida.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think they got a better shot if they beat Georgia and lose TMU in a tight game, a rivalry game. I think they have a better resume to get into the playoffs that route.
Yeah, true. I see that,
they finally mount the Georgia ghost, if they finally slay that dragon at Georgia.
Yeah. But if you beat an 11-0 A&M team in the final game of the season, I feel like that has a ton of weight. A ton.
You're right. It's that last game.
I see both sides. I see both sides for sure. I got to look at that
price. Last game of the season crap.
Yeah. I do think there's a chance, though. If there's one school that could get in with three losses, this would be it with this quarterback, and they would want to put them in. But we'll have to see how things look elsewhere. What else from the weekend? Give us something that pissed you off, college NFL.
Dude, I'll tell you about worst freaking holiday, fake holiday of my life. You know, it's a whole pageantry now. I got three daughters. Mm-hmm. So they all scream and yell about how their makeup ain't right and their uniform ain't fitting and all this other crap. You got trunk or treat at the school where you got to go mingle with parents that you don't like.
I've never gone. Never gone. Forget it.
I had to. I never went either. And then the roommate started like recruiting me into this thing. And of course, she's like gal about town, knows everybody. Everybody knows her. They're like, oh, how are you? Good to see you. I don't know any situation. Of these people. I don't know any of them. And it sucks. I reject the pagan holiday. We should all go to church instead. And it's a waste of time. We should all never celebrate it again.
I agree. What were the costumes?
Dude, one of my daughters was like a freaking Beanie Baby or some crap. The other one was a convict, which was my 9-year-old daughter picked out this like convict jumpsuit, and it had like the chain and like what your crime was right here and a piece of chalk so she could write on it. And she started writing out like M-U, and I was like, what? You can't put murder? Murder? Can't put that and then go trick or treat. No, write something like wire fraud or something normal in this part of the country. And the other one was a angel or some crap. I don't know.
I told Joe I went out Friday night and the average 25-year-old female was just dressed like a whore. Like that's basically it, with horned rim glasses on and just that's what it is.
It's a night off for chastity. That's it.
Yep, pretty much.
It's gross. Did you see the kids? Dude, the kids are dressing. No, it's just disgusting. This whole holiday, hyper capitalist bull.
What? What? Did you look at anything for next week? College, NFL. I know it's super early. I don't know how you're going to handle tonight, as far as that goes. If you want to share that, go for it. But anything else on the docket?
I mean, I'm going to hit the over with Sam. I'll do that.
Okay.
But, I mean, on the look-aheads, Georgia Tech, I mean, losing this weekend, they already hit their season win total over. I hammered that, 7.5. I think it was juiced to, like, -160, though. But them losing, I'm looking for some bouncing backing. And I think Hayes King is going to turn it up and turn it on.
So the one game that I really don't want to fall victim to is this Oregon at Iowa game. You know, that number is about 5.5, 6 now. And I feel like by the time we get to Saturday, that's going to be the most trendy dog. and I'm trying my best to avoid the Iowa plus 5.5-6 trap. I feel like it's a trap.
You know, I felt the same way about Texas Tech being the road favorite at K-State, and the K-State just collapsed at the end. I don't know, man. I think Iowa might have a shot here.
Yeah.
Call it trendy or not. It's going to be cold, dude.
It's cold. Cold in Oregon too this time of the year.
Yeah, they got so many like Nike warm ups and crap they do. It's different.
Yeah. Is there a team you like to win it all?
Who to win it all? Texas. Yeah, Texas.
Don't even know if they're making it.
What are we even doing here? Hook them. Hook them.
Plus 250. Plus 250 to make and to win the title. You could find a 35-1 on Texas to win the title.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, well, well.
This would be the time. You got to do it now. I mean, like we said, lost are probably out.
Oh, but you know this movie. You know you're going to be ready to rip the TV off the wall when Sark goes from the shotgun on 4th and goal at the 1. You already know it.
He would. He would totally do that. That son of a gun. I'll make him start drinking again.
35-1
is pretty damn good. 35-1 is good. Who do y'all? I mean, listen, I think Georgia is obviously something sexy, but I like Ole Miss, dude. I like Ole Miss. I like Ole Miss. I like Trinidad. They should have won the Georgia game. I like them.
All right, good stuff. Best of luck to your Cowboys tonight. Sam said he's not going to watch it.
Way to go, Sam.
I'll see you in a month, though. I'll see you in 1 month. I'll be there.
Let's do it.
There's our guy, Ian Irving. Make sure you check him out. Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble, among many other things. He's got his own podcast as well. Joe O, Sammy P. Keep it here. We'll find out where the room is at next on BetSweats.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich, Where's the Room is coming up, I think. Where's the Room? We'll bring in Paul Aspen in just a moment. We'll find out NFL and what else we have going on. Because college basketball also underway, so we've got a little bit of everything. Baseball wraps up, and we go right to some of our other winter sports starting up here. But let's find out where the room is at on Cardinals-Cowboys.
Where's the room?
Hi, Paul. Where are we starting? NFL?
As opposed to?
I don't know. You said there might be stuff, college basketball.
Oh, college basketball.
NBA's
yeah,
happening.
Yeah, sure. We'll spin the dial, but we'll start with NFL. Just got a text from a buddy who just got to Costa Rica, and he's poolside, and that seems like a great place to be right now. Anyway, NFL tonight, most bet player.
Yeah, with
props.
with the NFL, anybody else like, why didn't I just fade the room? Why didn't I just do that? Forget all the stress. You know you're going to get a couple at least.
And even that's even when they had the Broncos too, and they got there, and that's the only one they got.
Well, they got one tonight, right?
Right. They're on the Cowboys.
Friday? Yeah, they're on the Cowboys. It's one of them.
Yeah. All right. So their props. Most bet props at BetMGM for tonight. Number 5, Bam Knight, under 12.5 rushing attempts at -180.
Who the hell is that? What team?
Don't even know who that is. No clue.
I think Cardinals.
They bet the under?
Yeah. I guess they think it's going to be a passing game.
Bam. All right, under Bam Knight. Don't know who he is. Okay.
Okay.
That's a random one.
That's a random one. Javonte Williams, under 2.5 receptions at even money.
Okay.
This is a bummer. Marvin, over 58.5 receiving yards at -115.
No way.
Gonna have to look elsewhere. I mean,
against that defense, I understand taking anybody on the Cardinals offense. I can't do that, especially now.
So in a game with the number in the 50s, they're not betting CeeDee Lamb. He's healthy, right? They're betting George Pickens over 64.5 receiving yards at -110.
Called that one. Saw that one coming.
Mm-hmm. George? Yeah, he's been good in the last month or so.
Yeah. And the room is the best. Most bet player prop at BetMGM for tonight's game, Michael Wilson, over 2.5 receptions at -118.
Let's go. I was very scared that you were going to say McBride or something Brissett. That's crazy. So we have almost exclusively Arizona Cardinals player props. And none are McBride. None are the starting quarterback. It's wild.
He is the most bet first touchdown, Trey McBride. And he's on the top 5 most bet anytime touchdown.
Okay.
CD him there as well.
But, yeah, I mean, you're probably going to pick all the receivers, all the, you know. Is Ferguson in there? I assume so.
Ferguson's in there for both first and anytime. You know who's not in there for any of the touchdown bets? Marvin.
Marvin with a 40-yard touchdown and nothing else.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, their defense is so bad. You're in on the over no matter what. Like, I don't care what the score is going into the fourth quarter. It's either already cashed or you're still live, even if you need a ton of scoring to get it there. I don't see any – do you see anything as far as college basketball or anything else for today? I do not.
Nothing on sides. Like, some of the – just I'll give a quick rundown of some conference bets they've made. They're high on Clemson. Clemson has the most bets to win the ACC. Texas Tech has the most bets to win the Big 12. They're also the favorite. Penn State, most bets to win the Big 10. Ohio State's the favorite there. And the SEC, LSU, again, this is basketball, most bets to win the SEC. Alabama is the favorite there.
Sam, is there anything worth anything taking a look at? Or at this point in the season, start of college basketball, so much other stuff going on, do you kind of wait out this lot of the non-conference BS?
No, I think actually the opposite. I mean, there are some teams that as is often the case in most sports, NFL, college football, NBA, prices and lines are shaped by what teams did last year or by what the preseason magazines all say, right? Like, mm-hmm. Think about college football. If you would have bet against Clemson, Texas, and Penn State every week, like, think about how much money you would have made. So there are teams like that in college basketball that just have this high – what's the term? This high reputation because of what happened last year. And I think if you can find the right teams that are either overvalued or undervalued, you can do a ton. Like, a perfect example tonight is, like, Villanova at BYU. That's a game in Vegas. BYU's probably got a kid that's going to go either one or two in the draft. And I think a lot of people would look at that and go, well, wait a minute. Like, Villanova's catching 9 points. Well, it's now 9.5, and now it's 10. BYU is good. BYU is Final Four good. But I think there's a lot of people that just run to this Villanova side because it's Villanova, and Villanova used to be a powerhouse, but hasn't been a powerhouse in years past. So when you see big name programs catching big numbers and the line is still moving against them, that's worth paying attention to. Like, I'm personally not going to bet the game, but I'm definitely not interested in taking 9.5 with Nova. Not going to happen. Like, for me, it would be BYU or pass. I'm electing to pass, but we'll get into it. I mean, I just gave you a bet at 11 o'clock that is now 19-12 with 9 minutes to go. Good start, but with any under, you never know what's going to happen in the second half with free throws and potential for overtime. But no, I'm not timid early. If I see a line or two that feel off, you know, I'll go in. Like, Florida, Arizona is another one. Like, I think Florida just wins the national championship. Now Florida's only laying 3 to Arizona. Arizona's good. Arizona's got a good team this year. So I did circle 804 Arizona plus 3.5. Don't know that I'll get there, but you're fading teams that have either been good or were good last year, and that's sort of how I like to roll early in seasons.
I meant as far as futures. Like, are you waiting to see? Yeah, are you waiting to see what they are, or do you want to jump in because you know what, this 50 is going to be 20 pretty quickly, and when people start to realize.
Sure, I'll be honest with you. I haven't done my future work yet. I mean, there's a couple teams that I like. BYU is one of them, and that price has been bet over the last couple of weeks. We should do futures one of these days, whether it's Tuesday or Wednesday. We should take a peek at the board and look at some teams in that 20 to 40 range that have the ability to really get on runs this year and be in a good spot heading into the tournament.
For sure. BYU, speaking of them, they're 20. At BetMGM. You're not going that far down the board when you go to 20 to 40 because your favorite is Purdue, obviously. They're number one AP poll, so typically that team's going to be your favorite. Plus 950 you can still get. So that's the shortest number out there. So when you go to that 20 to 40 range, you're talking about teams that are right there. There may be some of them inside the top 10. So, yeah, certainly worth discussing because there's a lot of people that won't even take a look until after the Super Bowl. Like, all right, who do I bet in college basketball? Well, where have you been the last 3 to 4 months? Because you missed a lot. Yeah, you may like that team at 15. Guess what? They were 45 not that long ago. And you don't want to miss opportunities like that. So we'll start to get our finger on the pulse of that. We'll talk futures at some point this week as well in college basketball with that getting started. This week, Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich, and yes, can we check the Shea shot? It has, people don't see this on the video stream, but we see it. It's a frozen shot of Shea when he exited the room here 10, 15 minutes ago. And it is quite distracting. Is it not, Sam?
I think it's great. I mean, we need a little bit of that in our lives. We need a little humor in our lives, don't you think?
Yeah.
By the way, speaking of, we have some new reviews on Apple Podcasts. I saw these yesterday because I happened to be looking for. Okay, I wanted to read the one if we can.
Okay,
is that cool with you?
Yeah.
All right. Actually, we have two new more. I didn't see this last one. Okay. Great. I only saw the one from the 24th, which is from Spend My Dollar, and it is 5 stars. a podcast that will be remembered. We'll see. We'll see about that. I've been here since episode one. This show will go down as one of the most underrated betting shows of all time. First Bet the Board and now Bet Sweats. Sad face. This is a sad year for the space. Joe and Sammy, we love you and we will miss you. We look forward to supporting your next project wherever it may be. Thank you, Spend My Dollar. That is also not, that's not me. I know that's not Joe. Like, I don't have the energy to write that review. That's not, it's not us. It's not how we roll. And then this one.
That's a good, that's a good point, though, about Bet the Board, too. Like, the space is, and I'm not going to say anything about us. You can have your own opinions. But that was an excellent show. Once, as far as I know, still in the sports betting media space, one of the hosts, not. I think most people don't know this, that in the early days of Bet the Board, you were the producer.
Yep. I was the first producer for Bet the Board. I used to produce it out of WGN Radio in Chicago. No doubt. Yep. That's
a good show.
Also, this is from Glinken. I'm not going to read the subject. It's a very funny.
Okay. Now I got to look.
Did you see?
I didn't notice. Maybe I'm forgetting.
You need to look at the subject of the review. It is very funny. I will just read the description of the review, though, or the bio of the review. Do you see the subject now?
Yeah, I see it.
It's very funny. Okay. Glinken writes, "This is a great listen. Just a few guys having fun mixing sports, gambling, and laughs. Love the creative segments they use to fill time and the chemistry between Joe and Sammy. Every segment is different and a must listen." I don't know about all that, but I sincerely appreciate that review. So I noticed the first one yesterday because I was going back to listen to something we said on Friday and I kind of slid a little too far and I saw, oh, we have a new review. So I do appreciate the podcast that will be remembered. That's very nice. It is not easy. I assure you, people, it is not easy to do these shows now. It's just not. And we don't talk about it a lot, but 15 hours a week plus the weekend, like while you know you're sinking, is not fun. And it's very draining and it blows. But we're going to do our best. That much I can promise you.
I hate excuses, but sometimes it's just the reality of the situation. You did better than I did in the NFL. There is zero doubt that it impacted my performance on picking winners. How could it not? You know, it's difficult to find motivation, but whatever.
Yeah, then get up.
Just get to December.
Get up Monday 28th. Morning. Get up Monday morning and do it again for 3 more hours.
Yep. And tomorrow, no matter what. I know, man. Not easy, but whatever. I wish more people agreed with some of the people that review the show or that we hear from. I wish more people did.
I feel like 4.8 stars is pretty good. And a lot of the reviews in the last, I'm looking at every review since October 2024 that they actually left words, because you can review it without leaving, a written review. But 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 reviews written since October 24, and they're all 5 stars.
Which we never ask for, by the way.
No.
And we see numbers that other people don't. Like, oh, the show is up 400%. It's the fastest growing show on the network. You would think that would mean something, but maybe not. All right, Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich. We've got lightning bets coming up on the other side. Our looks for, of course, Monday Night Football. Maybe Sammy has more ideas, something to take a look at in college basketball as well. He gave you a pick earlier on in the day with college hoops action going on all day here. It's Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich. It's weekdays at 9 a.m. to noon Eastern time. This is Bet Sweats on the BetMGM Network.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1, it's $15 a month. 2, seriously, it's $15 a month. 3, no big contract. 4, I use it. 5, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
From sports,
take a lead off third base. Like, shut up.
Bro, Caleb Joseph, former MLB player of Sportsnet in Canada, says the better team did not win. This is not sour grapes. And then he swears live on air.
You had so many opportunities to win the World Series and could not deliver. That's the definition of not being the better team.
There's nobody more talented. Nobody. It was a surprise to some that you pushed it to 7 games. We thought it would be a competitive series. They take that 3-2 lead. We're the better team. No, that's why you play a best of 7. You played 7 games and you lost 4 of them. Not the better team. Cool stories. Maybe Vlad ends up being the guy and Bichette coming back from injury. Yes. Like, what? How did they get through with the pitching? It was remarkable. But that's why the series ended up going to 7 games. That's why you pushed the Dodgers that far. How many times did they have runners in scoring position? They couldn't knock them in. Again and again and again. You were not the better team. Get out of here.
Should I, having heard that, I'm wondering, should I reach out to my sports book and ask for them to pay me out the $7,500 because I had the better team? You think that would work?
Yes. Yeah, I think it would. Okay. You don't think it would work?
Okay. I don't know. I'm going to try, though. I mean, why not? I might as well just give it a shot. Hi, I'm emailing about having the better team in the World Series. That didn't win. Can you please, rather than take the $1,000 out of my account, can you put $7,500 in plus the $1,000? How do you think that will go?
Yeah. I don't think there's a response coming your way. No reply on that one.
No.
Did you end up doing anything?
Nope.
Or did you just say, all right, I'll just sit and hope they can win one of these 2 games? Dude, it was because we had the game 7. Before it, we haven't been on the air since. I mean, the wedge ball on Friday. Come on. And like, there's a lot of people that were like, how do you have this stadium worth so many millions or billions and you have this organization worth so much and you don't have it go all the way to the ground? It does. DeRosa was on MLB Network the next day, and he was showing it does go all the way to the ground. And he kept throwing it at the wall, It's an improbable event. It's like almost impossible. Probably a 0.0001 chance that it gets wedged down there, but it somehow found a way and it saved a run for the Dodgers.
It is funny to hear that clip coming back from break about the guy saying they were the better team. I mean, then win the World Series. Then win it.
Wow, Caleb. Really? Yeah. And I don't even know that the ball wedge thing was the difference, but I mean, that's baseball. No. There's so many different things. The Will Smith, the cleat lifting and going back on. There's so many little things that you could pick. But to be the better team, yeah, I don't know about that.
Hold on. I wanted to read this. I have this from Chris Black, sort of teased it earlier. He's on X at Down to Black. Mm-hmm. And he was kind of using numbers to explain his side of the argument, whether or not IKF should have had a bigger lead. And I know that other major leaguers that have played in the league said that it was the right call. You don't want to get doubled off. And like, I understand both sides, but here are just some numbers to make you think about it. Dalton Varsho has had almost 2,500 career plate appearances in his career. 2,500. 1,600 batted balls, 342 line drives. Only one of those line drives was the third base. In 2,500 plate appearances, he hit one line drive to third base. Mm. The odds of him scalding one down the line where a third baseman would catch it and step on the bag are 1 in 2,500. That is a 0.1 chance, 0.1% chance of that happening.
Crazy. It was a great World Series. It was a phenomenal World Series, even if you had nothing on the line. Did you look at the odds for next year?
No.
Blue Jays were further down than I expected them to be. They are not. It's really close with a lot of teams, but they were not in the top 10 at BetMGM. Dodgers, of course, they're the favorite. They're plus 350. I got a better number than that at the start of the playoffs. So that's wild for next year. Okay, plus 350 Dodgers, second favorite. What do you think?
Yankees,
correct. Third favorite, National League.
Mets.
Pauly, Phillies.
Oh, Phillies. Yeah, that makes sense.
Phillies.
Have fun with all that.
It's bunched up. Astros the fourth favorite. Mariners also the fourth favorite because both of them are 13-1. And then we get to the Mets, of course. A lot of the usual suspects there. The Cubs are 22-1. Your White Sox 500-1.
Thank you for that. Appreciate it.
Wanted to mention that. All right, lightning bets. What are we doing tonight?
White Sox World Series, question mark. Let me just get the over in the Monday night game. I gave out a bet earlier. I mean, it's a de facto lightning bet, this Bradley under that's going to come down to the wire, it looks like. Live total is 137. I gave 139. So it'll be a sweat for sure on a Monday morning, November 3rd. I'll be sweating Bradley and St. Bonaventure under. This is life. But I'm going to take in the football game, Cowboys and Cardinals. Not going to overthink it. No pun intended. Give me over 53.5. Some books are 54 right now, including BetMGM. So we said earlier, they're going to bet the over throughout the day. Get that 53.5 and get it now.
I should probably just stay away from sides. If I were to bet a side, I'd consider the plus 3.5. I would look at that route, but I'm going to stick with props. It's the only thing hidden from me in the last week or so. Brissett completions, over 22 in the hook. There has not been a quarterback that has gone under this number against the Cowboys defense this year, and there's no stopping. They can't stop anybody. Let's go with the completions for Brissett, over 22.5. And we're getting plus money on McBride to score an anytime touchdown, plus 105 you can find out there. Was very pleased to see that was not in the room. Any McBride props were not in the room, which surprised me quite a bit. He gets involved with Brissett. So I'm going McBride touchdown, plus 105, and I'm going completions over 22.5. Paul, Anything on Monday Night Football?
I got to do Marvin. Marvin at plus 145. The Cowboys do allow the most touchdowns to wide receivers. We heard Shea talk about it as well. They just like over the top is typically where. I mean, I'm sure McBride will get his too, and he's got that rapport with Brissett. But at plus 145, I will play Marvin to get into the end zone.
Is there a guy down the list that you can get a good number on for Arizona? Like Zay Jones or something?
Yeah, plus 450.
Greg Dortch?
Dortch?
450. What's Dortch?
Eight. 8-1.
It's not enough.
I'm blind. 6-1.
That sucks too. Yeah, you're not getting any bargains, even though it's the Cowboys on the other side. Bam Knight. They're all over Bam. He had a lot of snaps last week. All right. Jake Hassan, where are you going?
White Sox 500-1. No, I'm kidding. I love the World Series odds. These are very funny. Yankees second favorite, imagine. Anyway, I also like the over tonight, Monday Night Football, and I like Arizona. Sammy brought it up earlier, but I'll take Arizona +3.5 against Florida tonight, and then I'll just wait for college baseball to start in 3 months.
That's it? Like nothing in between? I'm waiting for your – what was the random bet that he gave us the other day?
Charlotte, when they got smoked in the NBA, they got smoked by like 20. Hilarious.
Was that Friday?
They got their teeth kicked in.
When you gave an NBA bet?
I think it was Wednesday. Yeah, it was Wednesday.
I remember looking at it on like Friday. I was like, wait, hold on. Let me go back and check this game. I was like, oh, lost by 20.
Absolutely blitzed. Yeah.
When you
blitzed.
Gave an NBA bet, I knew it was going to lose. I'm so sad that we did not address that last week. We didn't.
Oh, how do we forget? Oh, well, maybe I could see how.
Yeah. How could we?
I can't wait for the White Sox to make an appearance this Thursday on 10 Toes Down for Gurch. I don't know which direction he's going to go, but it's going to be great.
Worst Bulls are 5-0.
Again?
Right?
Bulls 5-0 now?
They lost last
They're
night.
Not going to lose.
5-1.
Oh, they lost last night?
Yeah.
I wouldn't know.
Well, I did. I bet them over 31.5 wins because Gurch said the opposite. So I feel pretty good. I saw the adjusted total was 39.5.
Here we go. Sixers tomorrow.
Oh, maybe I'll
Sixers
go.
Sixers will win.
Yeah, I will not.
Oh, wait. Where is it? Is it in Chicago?
They're hosting them.
Chicago.
Yeah, Chicago. Yeah.
Oh, you should go, Paul. Go see VJ Edgecombe in person.
I bet you can get some tickets.
I'll take a look.
If not now, when? No, for free.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. Some pretty sweet seats, maybe.
No.
Yeah. Hang out at the table with Chuck. Be a stat man. Could you imagine?
Adjusted win total is 41.5 now at MGM.
Do you recall what it was before the season?
31.5. That when Gertz said it, when Gertz said under, I bet over 31.5.
What an overreaction.
Yeah, I should middle that. A little 10-point middle, 10-win middle on the Bulls.
So you got Philly, Milwaukee, Cleveland, San Antonio coming up. This could be where the losses come.
I'm going to do that. Yeah. I'm going to have over 31.5 and under 41.5.
Very good. Perfect. You're looking for a Bulls middle.
Let's go.
Awesome. This has been Bet Sweats. We'll be back tomorrow, I think, 9 a.m. Eastern, right here on the BetMGM Network. Talk then.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.